Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A portion of the Bible it's my privilege to share with you is the gospel reading from Luke chapter 24, which we previously read. Dear friends in Christ, the Bible says, "This is the day the Lord has made." There are no accidental days. This is what the Bible said. There are no automatic days. I know it feels like that. Go to bed at night, get up in the morning, there's another day waiting for us, month after month, year after year. Pretty soon, seems kind of always something you can count on. But that's not how it is with the Lord God. Every single day this world exists, it exists only because the Lord thought about it and decided to give this world one more day. And that's also true for every single person in this room. You and I were given this day by the plan of God. God decided I would have a day and you would have a day because there's something so important to God that each of us would do that God wanted it done, and therefore the day was waiting for us. The question is, did we do what God wanted with this day? It's a purpose question. And when it comes to measuring purpose in our lives, we tend to measure on many different levels. There's immediate purposes right away when you start your day. If you're like me, then shower would be in order. Maybe you've got to brush teeth, comb your hair, something. Can't have a bad hair day on a new day. Then there's the wider purposes that have to do with our responsibilities. They also are a daily thing. If you're a husband or a wife, if you're a son or a daughter, if you're a parent, if you're a worker, you're a student, responsibilities come with those things, and purpose comes with those things. And then there's the wider or broader life goals that also speak to purpose. Things you can't accomplish in one day or even one year. Goals regarding our jobs, or goals regarding our careers, or goals regarding our health or our finances. It takes a lifetime to fulfill them. But when it comes to purpose, the most important purpose is the one God had in mind. The number one thing God wanted us to focus on when he gave us this day, the most important thing that we could do with that day, is to do the thing God wanted us to do. What is that? That's the question that stands in front of us tonight. In the weeks following Easter here at Mount Olive, we've been exploring the difference that Easter makes, the lingering and lasting difference in our life. Last week, we began the journey by noticing that Easter brings us peace. Peace now, and peace for eternity. Tonight? Well, tonight the Lord's going to call you and I to a meeting with his disciples that took place on Easter Sunday, that first Easter Sunday, so many years ago. There, Jesus met with his disciples and tonight with us once again to teach us one very specific lesson. That lesson? Jesus Christ rose from the dead to give our lives purpose. Now, if ever there was a group of people that needed a lesson in purpose for their lives, it was that group of disciples, those 10 men on that first Easter evening so many years ago. Purpose had never been much of a problem for them in the 3 years that came before then. It was easy. They were disciples of Christ, followers. So they followed him. Jesus said, "We're going to Galilee." That was their purpose. They went to Galilee. If he said they're going to Jerusalem, they went to Jerusalem. If he said sit on the side of a hill, I'm going to teach you all something, well, they sat right down. They followed Jesus eagerly and full of expectation because they just knew with the miracles he was working and with the teachings that he did and the crowds that were gathering, wonderful things were going to happen. The kingdom of God was being established. And then came Good Friday. They didn't see it coming. Jesus prepared them, but that wasn't in their plan, so they weren't listening. As they watched their Lord hang on a cross and die, as they buried him in a tomb near that place, their purpose was suddenly gone. Now what? What do they do with their lives? What should they do now? How would they know what reason or purpose they had for their day? And then came the confusing news of Easter Sunday morning from the women at the tomb. Jesus wasn't there. He's risen, they said. And then the Emmaus disciples showed up in the afternoon. telling them the same thing about this story, how he appeared to them, and at first they didn't know him, and now they did. And in the confusion of that moment, suddenly Jesus was standing among them, just standing there, the risen Christ. And Jesus came for a very specific reason that night. He came to teach them their purpose now, the new purpose that would drive them for the rest of their life. To begin to do that, first thing Jesus showed them was what they knew. Look what he says. Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. And he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. What did those disciples know that evening? They knew that Jesus Christ was alive. They knew that the Lord they put in the grave on Good Friday was now standing in front of them in his risen body. They couldn't mistake it. They knew he was alive, and they were the only ones on the earth that did. But Jesus goes further than that. Next, once they knew he was alive, he said to them, everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. And then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. He not only told them what they knew, that he was risen, he told them why he was risen, what God's plan was. He explained it from the scriptures. He told them that all this had to happen, that it wasn't an accident. It was part of the plan that God made from the dawn of time, how God would conquer death by raising his son to life again, how God would wash away all sins by sending his son to be the sacrifice in his place, about how God's favor is now a certainty because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. In effect, the disciples knew that Jesus was raised from the dead, and the disciples knew why Jesus was raised from the dead. And in that knowledge, they would find purpose. But before Jesus shows them that in our text, maybe it's important that you and I realize right now, in the weeks that follow Easter, you and I are in exactly the same position the disciples were at that time. Only we don't know it. We know what they knew. Just as they knew what happened, Jesus rose. Just as they knew why it happened, everybody in this room knows that. Just like the disciples, that's where we stand. But to you and to me, it feels a little different, doesn't it? Our world is different. When the disciples stood there on that Easter Sunday evening, that first one, they knew those things, but they were the only ones who did. Here you and I are thousands of years later, and to us it seems like Easter is not a secret, right? They write it on the calendars, everybody's calendar. They announce it in the newspaper and on television. They celebrate it, or at least the world seems to, in all kinds of different ways. Why, there are stores that sell you clothing and Easter bonnets. There are news reports that show of worship services on Easter Sunday. All kinds of people seem to understand that Easter happened and that Easter is. We're so convinced of that that most of us think that if you go down to the streets of Appleton, pick College Avenue any time of day, walk up to anybody you meet, any stranger, and ask them, what's Easter all about? Chances are, they'll be able to tell you the basics of the story. Oh yeah, Easter is a celebration Christians have, where they celebrate how Jesus rose from the dead. They can all tell you that. And so we think, see, it's much different. We know all these things, but the whole world does. Right? Not right at all. Our eyes are deceiving us. We're not asking the right question when we ask, does the world know about Easter? The right question we should ask the people of the world around us is, what do you celebrate at Easter? And when you ask that question in this world, all of a sudden the risen Christ disappears. He's replaced by Easter bunnies, some of them chocolate, and colored eggs that you roll on the grass, or in Wisconsin you roll it in the snow and we find them in June. But the point is, all kinds of different things that are Easter in the minds of the world around us, and none of it has to do with the Christ that lives. He's not living for them. They don't believe that. They don't know that. And so they live without him every day. How different for the people in this room, by the grace of God. How very different. The people in this room know that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We know it as certainly as the disciples knew it that first Easter so long ago when he was standing right in front of them. We know it because God in his grace has showed it to us. And we not only know it's a fact, we know what it means. The difference that it brings to this world. We know that because Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, there is no more death. Christ Jesus has abolished death, life for every human being. I know there's still cemeteries. I know there's still funerals. There's still caskets. There's still mourners. But you and I know that Christ is risen. There is no more death. Death for Christians is now asleep. We know, even though we're sinners standing in front of a holy God, that we are completely pleasing to God. It has nothing to do with us. Christ is risen. He earned the favor of God for us and washed away our sins, and we're absolutely certain of that. We know because Christ is risen, God is completely on our side. Everything still goes wrong in our life. Murphy's Law still seems to apply. Our cars don't work. Our washing machines break. Stuff happens. But no matter what happens, we know everything's fine. Jesus lives. He's going to make it a blessing for us. All these things we know by the grace of God. And in that knowledge, you and I will find our purpose for this day. That's the way it was for the disciples. Jesus showed them that. Repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Remember that night? They were the only ones who knew the truth. Jesus Christ is risen. They were the only ones who knew why it happened. And God gave them that knowledge for one reason only, that they would share that knowledge with the world around them from that day on. From that day on, every new day for the disciples was filled with that purpose. They were witnesses. They got to take that news and share it with the world around them. And it filled their lives. Remember when the disciples stood in front of the Sanhedrin months later? And the Jewish leaders told them, don't you dare talk about this Jesus anymore. And the disciples responded, we cannot help but speak the things that we have seen and heard. Purpose. That's what it was for them. To take that news, they couldn't be silent anymore. Everybody they rubbed up against, they shared that news with them, and the news spread throughout the world. And 30, 40 years later, the whole world was turned upside down by that message that those 11 men carried into the world. Purpose. And now it's our turn. Now we sit here tonight. God gave us today so that we could carry out that same purpose in our own lives. That's what this day is about. You realize that we know Christ is risen, and what that means for us is we have something to share with everyone around us. We have a hope and a confidence and a compassion that flow from that news that allows us to touch everybody we meet in a way that brings joy to our heart and purpose to our lives. And it starts right here, right now, tonight. And that's kind of a secret too, isn't it? Because we've done this so many times before. We all come to church. We all worship together. Even in the weather that challenges us, we're here. And we somehow miss our purpose, gets lost in what we normally do. But you have to understand that this is camouflage. You see, if you're like me, and I think you are, then you don't just show up in church on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning. You get yourself ready, right? You scrub up and clean up so you look okay to come into God's house. And that sometimes takes a long time to get ready, right? I don't look this pretty all the time. It takes hours, I'm finding. Now I know you're the same way, right? And we finally, when we're already coming to church and we all look like bright, shiny pennies, like everything is fine with our lives, and isn't it wonderful? Because Christ has risen. And then we ask one another, right? Hi, how are you? And what do we say in return? I'm fine. And then we ask back, right? You say to me, how are you? I say, I'm fine. And sometimes I am, because Christ has risen and stands by my side. But there's a secret here every single time we gather. Some who come into God's house tonight are not fine. Some come into God's house tonight and they feel alone. Can you imagine that? The living Christ stands by their side, and yet in this house of God tonight, they feel alone, as if no one cares about them, as if they have no value to anyone else, and you're here waiting for them. That's why you're here. That's why God brought you here. Certainly to worship God and hear his word, but also to touch one another with the news that you alone have, that Christ is risen. To take the time to find these people, to look them in the eye and ask them how they are, and listen when they tell you, and ask them how their lives are, and show an interest in them, because Christ has set you free to do just that. And in that contact, which seems so mundane and everyday, these people will be standing there saying, maybe I'm not as alone as I thought. And the Christ himself who rose from the dead is sending them an emissary to let them know they're not by themselves, that they're cared about, because you're here to touch their lives with the hope you have and the confidence you have and the compassion that you have. There are people here tonight who enter the house of God afraid. Things aren't fine in their life or in the lives of someone they love. They're worried all the time. And they dread tomorrow because they're not quite sure how it's going to go. And they wonder what they're going to do about it. Oh, they hear the preacher preach about Christ is risen, but somehow it doesn't get through. And that's why you're here. So that after the service, you can seek them out. You can find out how they are. You can take some time to be with one another. And as you do, you can tell them the thing you know that they've forgotten. That it's going to be okay. You don't have to solve their problem. You don't have to know how it's going to be fixed. All you have to know is what you know. Christ is risen. He's eager to bless them. He'll take care of them. And they walk with him by their side every day. And you get to share that with them. Because you're the witness. You've been given purpose. And that purpose is the reason God gave you another day to live. That purpose is carried out in every contact we make. Contacts we make here in church, but it doesn't end here. We leave God's house tonight. There are people waiting for you at home right now. Maybe they're in your house. Maybe they're simply sitting by the phone waiting for you to call and care. They're your opportunity. They're your purpose. A chance to touch them with the confidence that the risen Christ gives you, the hope that the risen Christ gives you, the compassion that fills your heart because of the grace of God. All of that is what it means. It doesn't end there. You touch your family with this hope, and then you walk out into the world on a Monday morning, and you go to your job, or you go to your school, or you talk to your neighbor, and you get to share that with every contact you make, whether you're standing in the grocery line or at the post office. You have a hope they don't have, and an opportunity to share that with everyone you meet, if it's nothing more than a smile or a touch on the shoulder, because Jesus Christ is risen. You have purpose. And there's one more thing that I know about this purpose thing I'd like to share. We know in our lives there are good days, right? And there are bad days. Well, not so good, let's call, okay? We're optimistic. Good days, not so good days. But how do you tell the difference? What makes a day good? And what makes a day not so good? The answer lies in purpose. What you will find is what I have found, that the closer we live to the resurrection purpose that God has given us, the more we use our day to touch other lives with the hope and the confidence that we have, and to be a blessing to others as we come into touch with them, the better that day is going to be. So may God fill each and every one of us this night with the purpose that he created in the empty tomb on that Easter Sunday morning. May it be our privilege to join the disciples in saying we cannot help but speak the hope in our heart, the confidence we have, because Jesus lives. And may every day we live on this earth be an opportunity for each one of us to be a blessing to all the people we meet and all the lives we touch. Amen. Please rise.